And when the king heard all that they had spoken, he was very wroth, and his anger burned within him at this affair, for he had known nothing of it. And the king said, Who and where is he that dares to do this wicked thing in my land without my command? Surely you will tell me. And they told him all the works of Rakion and his men, and the king's anger was aroused, and he ordered Rakion and his men to be brought before him. And Rakion took about 1,000 children, sons and daughters, and clothed them in silk and embroidery, and he set them upon horses, and sent them to the king by means of his men. And he also took a great quantity of silver and gold and precious stones, and a strong and beautiful horse as a present for the king, with which he came before the king and bowed down to the earth before him. And the king, his servants, and all the inhabitants of Egypt wondered at the work of Rakion, and they saw his riches and the present that he had brought to the king. And it greatly pleased the king, and he wondered at it. And when Rakion sat before him, the king asked him concerning all his works. And Rakion spoke all his words wisely before the king, his servants, and all the inhabitants of Egypt. And when the king heard the words of Rakion and his wisdom, Rakion found grace in his sight, and he met with grace and kindness from all the servants of the king and from all the inhabitants of Egypt, on account of his wisdom and excellent speeches, and from that time they loved him exceedingly. And the king answered and said to Rakion, Thy name shall no more be called Rakion, but Pharaoh shall be thy name, since thou didst exact a tax from the dead, and he called his name Pharaoh. And the king and his subjects loved Rakion for his wisdom, and they consulted with all the inhabitants of Egypt to make him prefect under the king. And all the inhabitants of Egypt and its wise men did so, and it was made a law in Egypt. And they made Rakion Pharaoh perfect under Osiris, king of Egypt. And Rakion Pharaoh governed over Egypt, daily administering justice to the whole city. But Osiris the king would judge the people of the land one day in the year, when he went out to make his appearance. And Rakion Pharaoh cunningly usurped the government of Egypt, and he exacted a tax from all the inhabitants of Egypt. And all the inhabitants of Egypt greatly loved Rakion Pharaoh, and they made a decree to call every king that should reign over them and their seed in Egypt Pharaoh. Therefore all the kings that reigned in Egypt from that time forward were called Pharaoh unto this day. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 15. And in that year there was a heavy famine throughout the land of Canaan, and the inhabitants of the land could not remain on account of the famine, for it was very grievous. And Abram and all belonging to him rose and went down to Egypt on account of the famine. And when they were at the brook Mitzrayim, they remained there some time to rest from the fatigue of the road. And Abram and Sarai were walking at the border of the brook Mitzrayim, and Abram beheld his wife Sarai, that she was very beautiful. And Abram said to his wife Sarai, Since God has created thee with such a beauty countenance, I am afraid of the Egyptians, lest they should slay me and take thee away, for the fear of God is not in these places. Surely when thou shalt do this, say thou art my sister to all that may ask thee, in order that it may be well with me, and that we may live and not be put to death. And Abram commanded the same to all those that came with him to Egypt on account of the famine. Also his nephew Lot he commanded, saying, If the Egyptians ask thee concerning Sarai, say she is the sister of Abram. And yet with all these orders, Abram did not put confidence in them, but he took Sarai and placed her in a chest and concealed it amongst their vessels. For Abram was greatly concerned about Sarai on account of the wickedness of the Egyptians. And Abram and all belonging to him rose up from the brook Mitzrayim and came to Egypt. And they had scarcely entered the gates of the city when the guards stood up to them, saying, Give tithe to the king from what you have, and then you may come into the town. And Abram and those that were with him did so. And Abram with the people that were with him came to Egypt. And when they came, they brought the chest in which Sarai was concealed, and the Egyptians saw the chest. And the king's servants approached Abram, saying, What hast thou here in this chest, which we have not seen? Now open the chest, and give tithe to the king of all that it contains. And Abram said, This chest I will not open, but all you demand upon it I will give. And Pharaoh's officers answered Abram, saying, It is a chest of precious stones, give us the tenth thereof. Abram said, All that you desire I will give, but you must not open the chest. And the king's officers pressed Abram, and they reached the chest and opened it with force, and they saw, and behold, a beautiful woman was in the chest. And when the officers of the king beheld Sarai, they were struck with admiration at her beauty. And all the princes and servants of Pharaoh assembled to see Sarai, for she was very beautiful. And the king's officers ran and told Pharaoh all that they had seen, and they praised Sarai to the king. And Pharaoh ordered her to be brought, and the woman came before the king. And Pharaoh beheld Sarai, and she pleased him exceedingly, and he was struck with her beauty. And the king rejoiced greatly on her account, and made presents to those who brought him the tidings concerning her. And the woman was then brought to Pharaoh's house, and Abram grieved on account of his wife, and he prayed to the Lord to deliver her from the hands of Pharaoh. And Sarai also prayed at that time, and said, O Lord God, thou didst tell my lord Abram to go from his land and from his father's house to the land of Canaan, and thou didst promise to do well with him if he would perform thy commands. Now behold, we have done that which thou didst command us, and we left our land and our families, and we went to a strange land and to a people whom we have not known before. And we came to this land to avoid the famine, and this evil accident has befallen me. Now therefore, O Lord God, deliver us and save us from the hand of this oppressor, and do well with me for the sake of thy mercy. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Sarai, and the Lord sent an angel to deliver Sarai from the power of Pharaoh. And the king came and sat before Sarai, and behold, an angel of the Lord was standing over them. And he appeared to Sarai and said to her, Do not fear, for the Lord has heard thy prayer. And the king approached Sarai and said to her, What is that man to thee who brought thee hither? And she said, He is my brother. And the king said, It is incumbent upon us to make him great, to elevate him, and to do unto him all the good which thou shalt command us. And at that time the king sent to Abram silver and gold and precious stones in abundance, together with cattle, men servants, and maid servants. And the king ordered Abram to be brought, and he sat in the court of the king's house, and the king greatly exalted Abram on that night. And the king approached to speak to Sarai, and he reached out his hand to touch her, when the angel smote him heavily, and he was terrified, and he refrained from reaching to her. And when the king came near to Sarai, the angel smote him to the ground, and acted thus to him the whole night, and the king was terrified. And the angel on that night smote heavily all the servants of the king, and his whole household, on account of Sarai. And there was a great lamentation that night amongst the people of Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh, seeing the evil that befell him, said, Surely on account of this woman has this thing happened to me. And he removed himself at some distance from her, and spoke pleasing words to her. And the king said to Sarai, Tell me, I pray thee, concerning the man with whom thou camest here. And Sarai said, This man is my husband. And I said to thee that he was my brother, for I was afraid, lest thou shouldst put him to death through wickedness. And the king kept away from Sarai, and the plagues of the angel of the Lord ceased from him and his household. And Pharaoh knew that he was smitten on account of Sarai, and the king was greatly astonished at this. And in the morning the king called for Abram and said to him, What is this thou hast done to me? Why didst thou say, She is my sister, owing to which I took her unto me for a wife? And this heavy plague has therefore come upon me and my household. Now therefore, here is thy wife. Take her and go from our land, lest we all die on her account. And Pharaoh took more cattle, men servants and maid servants, and silver and gold to give to Abram, and he returned unto him Sarai his wife. And the king took a maiden whom he begat by his concubines, and he gave her to Sarai for a handmaid. And the king said to his daughter, It is better for thee, my daughter, to be a handmaid in this man's house than to be a mistress in my house, after we have beheld the evil that befell us on account of this woman. And Abram arose, and he and all belonging to him went away from Egypt. And Pharaoh ordered some of his men to accompany him, and all that went with him. And Abram returned to the land of Canaan, to the place where he had made the altar, where he at first had pitched his tent. And Lot the son of Haran, Abram's brother, had a heavy stock of cattle, flocks, and herds, and tents, for the Lord was bountiful to them on account of Abram. And when Abram was dwelling in the land, the herdsmen of Lot quarreled with the herdsmen of Abram, for their property was too great for them to remain together in the land, and the land could not bear them on account of their cattle. And when Abram's herdsmen went to feed their flock, they would not go into the fields of the people of the land. But the cattle of Lot's herdsmen did otherwise, for they were suffered to feed in the fields of the people of the land. And the people of the land saw this occurrence daily, and they came to Abram and quarreled with him on account of Lot's herdsmen. And Abram said to Lot, What is this thou art doing to me, to make me despicable to the inhabitants of the land, that thou orderest thy herdsmen to feed thy cattle in the fields of other people? Dost thou not know that I am a stranger in this land amongst the children of Canaan, and why wilt thou do this unto me? And Abram quarreled daily with Lot on account of this. But Lot would not listen to Abram, and he continued to do the same, and the inhabitants of the land came and told Abram. And Abram said unto Lot, How long wilt thou be to me for a stumbling block with the inhabitants of the land? Now I beseech thee, let there be no more quarreling between us, for we are kinsmen. But I pray thee, separate from me. Go and choose a place where thou mayest dwell with thy cattle and all belonging to thee, but keep thyself at a distance from me, thou and thy household. And be not afraid in going from me, for if any one do an injury to thee, let me know, and I will avenge thy cause from him, only remove from me. And Abram had spoken all these words to Lot. Then Lot arose and lifted up his eyes toward the plain of Jordan. And he saw that the whole of this place was well watered, and good for man, as well as affording pasture for the cattle. And Lot went from Abram to that place, and he there pitched his tent, and he dwelt in Sodom, and they were separated from each other. And Abram dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he pitched his tent there, and Abram remained in that place many years.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 16. At that time Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, sent to all the neighboring kings, to Nimrod, king of Shinar, who was then under his power, and to Tidal, king of Goyim, and to Arioch, king of Elasar, with whom he had made a covenant, saying, Come up to me and assist me, that we may smite all the towns of Sodom and its inhabitants, for they have rebelled against me these 13 years. And these four kings went up with all their camps, about 800,000 men, and they went as they were, and smote every man they found in their road. And the five kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, Shemeber king of Zeboim, Bera king of Sodom, Bersha king of Gomorrah, and Bela king of Zoar, went out to meet them, and they all joined together in the valley of Sidon. And these nine kings made war in the valley of Sidon, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were smitten before the kings of Elam. And the valley of Sidon was full of lime pits, and the kings of Elam pursued the kings of Sodom, and the kings of Sodom with their camps fled and fell into the lime pits, and all that remained went into the mountain for safety,
And the five kings of Elam came after them and pursued them to the gates of Sodom. And they took all that there was in Sodom. And they plundered all the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, and his property. And they seized all the goods of the cities of Sodom. And they went away. And Eunuch, Abram's servant, who was in the battle, saw this, and told Abram all that the kings had done to the cities of Sodom, and that Lot was taken captive by them. And Abram heard this, and he rose up with about 318 men that were with him. And he that night pursued these kings and smote them, and they all fell before Abram and his men. And there was none remaining but the four kings who fled, and they went each his own road. And Abram recovered all the property of Sodom, and he also recovered Lot and his property, his wives and little ones, and all belonging to him, so that Lot lacked nothing. And when he returned from smiting these kings, he and his men passed the valley of Sidon, where the kings had made war together. And Bera, king of Sodom, and the rest of his men that were with him, went out from the lime pits into which they had fallen to meet Abram and his men. And Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem, went out with his men to meet Abram and his people with bread and wine, and they remained together in the valley of Melech. And Adonizedek blessed Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth from all that he had brought from the spoils of his enemies, for Adonizedek was a priest before God. And all the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah who were there, with their servants, approached Abram and begged of him to return them their servants whom he had made captive, and to take unto himself all the property. And Abram answered the kings of Sodom, saying, As the Lord liveth, who created heaven and earth, and who redeemed my soul from all affliction, and who delivered me this day from my enemies, and gave them into my hand, I will not take anything belonging to you, that you may not boast tomorrow, saying, Abram became rich from our property that he saved. For the Lord my God, in whom I trust, said unto me, Thou shalt lack nothing, for I will bless thee in all the works of thy hands. And now therefore, behold, here is all belonging to you. Take it and go. As the Lord liveth, I will not take from you from a living soul down to a shoe tie or thread, excepting the expense of the food of those who went out with me to battle, as also the portions of the men who went with me, Anar, Ashcol, and Mamre, they and all their men, as well as those also who had remained to watch the baggage, they shall take their portion of the spoil. And the kings of Sodom gave Abram according to all that he had said, and they pressed him to take of whatever he chose, but he would not. And he sent away the kings of Sodom and the remainder of their men, and he gave them orders about Lot, and they went to their respective places. And Lot, his brother's son, he also sent away with his property, and he went with them. And Lot returned to his home to Sodom, and Abram and his people returned to their home to the plains of Mamre, which is in Hebron. At that time the Lord again appeared to Abram in Hebron, and he said to him, Do not fear, thy reward is very great before me, for I will not leave thee, until I shall have multiplied thee, and blessed thee, and made thy seed like the stars in heaven, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And I will give unto thy seed all these lands that thou seest with thine eyes. To them will I give thee for an inheritance forever. Only be strong and do not fear. Walk before me and be perfect. And in the 78th year of the life of Abram, in that year died Reu the son of Peleg. And all the days of Reu were 239 years, and he died. And Sarai, the daughter of Haran, Abram's wife, was still barren in those days. She did not bear to Abram either son or daughter. And when she saw that she bare no children, she took her handmaid Hagar, whom Pharaoh had given her, and she gave her to Abram her husband for a wife. For Hagar learned all the ways of Sarai as Sarai taught her. She was not in any way deficient in following her good ways. And Sarai said to Abram, Behold, here is my handmaid Hagar. Go to her, that she may bring forth upon my knees, that I may also obtain children through her. And at the end of 10 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, which is the 85th year of Abram's life, Sarai gave Hagar unto him. And Abram hearkened to the voice of his wife Sarai, and he took his handmaid Hagar, and Abram came to her, and she conceived. And when Hagar saw that she had conceived, she rejoiced greatly, and her mistress was despised in her eyes. And she said within herself, This can only be that I am better before God than Sarai my mistress. For all the days that my mistress had been with the Lord, she did not conceive. But me the Lord has caused in so short a time to conceive by him. And when Sarai saw that Hagar had conceived by Abram, Sarai was jealous of her handmaid, and Sarai said within herself, This is surely nothing else but that she must be better than I am. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee, for at the time when thou didst pray before the Lord for children, why didst thou not pray on my account, that the Lord should give me seed from thee? And when I speak to Hagar in thy presence, she despiseth my words because she has conceived, and thou wilt say nothing to her. May the Lord judge between me and thee for what thou hast done to me. And Abram said to Sarai, Behold, thy handmaid is in thy hand. Do unto her as it may seem good in thy eyes. And Sarai afflicted her, and Hagar fled from her to the wilderness. And an angel of the Lord found her in the place where she had fled, by a well, and he said to her, Do not fear, for I will multiply thy seed, for thou shalt bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael. Now then, return to Sarai thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And Hagar called the place of that well Bir Lahai Roi. It is between Kadesh and the wilderness of Bered. And Hagar at that time returned to her master's house, and at the end of days Hagar bare a son to Abram, and Abram called his name Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when he begat him. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 17. And in those days, in the 91st year of the life of Abram, the children of Shittim made war with the children of Tubal. For when the Lord had scattered the sons of men upon the face of the earth, the children of Shittim went and embodied themselves in the plains of Canopia. And they built themselves cities there, and dwelt by the river Tibriu. And the children of Tubal dwelt in Tuscana, and their boundaries reached the river Tibriu. And the children of Tubal built a city in Tuscana, and they called the name Sabina, after the name of Sabina, son of Tubal, their father. And they dwelt there unto this day. And it was at that time the children of Shittim made war with the children of Tubal. And the children of Tubal were smitten before the children of Shittim, and the children of Shittim caused 370 men to fall from the children of Tubal. And at that time the children of Tubal swore to the children of Shittim, saying, You shall not intermarry amongst us, and no man shall give his daughter to any of the sons of Shittim. For all the daughters of Tubal were in those days fair, for no women were then found in the whole earth so fair as the daughters of Tubal. And all who delighted in the beauty of women went to the daughters of Tubal and took wives from them. And the sons of men, kings and princes, who greatly delighted in the beauty of women, took wives in those days from the daughters of Tubal. And at the end of 3 years after the children of Tubal had sworn to the children of Shittim not to give them their daughters for wives, about 20 men of the children of Shittim went to take some of the daughters of Tubal, but they found none. For the children of Tubal kept their oaths not to intermarry with them, and they would not break their oaths. And in the days of harvest the children of Tubal went into their fields to get in their harvest, when the young men of Shittim assembled and went to the city of Sabina, and each man took a young woman from the daughters of Tubal, and they came to their cities. And the children of Tubal heard of it, and they went to make war with them, and they could not prevail over them, for the mountain was exceedingly high from them. And when they saw they could not prevail over them, they returned to their land. And at the revolution of the year, the children of Tubal went and hired about 10,000 men from those cities that were near them, and they went to war with the children of Shittim. And the children of Tubal went to war with the children of Shittim to destroy their land and to distress them. And in this engagement, the children of Tubal prevailed over the children of Shittim. And the children of Shittim, seeing that they were greatly distressed, lifted up the children which they had had by the daughters of Tubal upon the wall which had been built to be before the eyes of the children of Tubal. And the children of Shittim said to them, "Have you come to make war with your own sons and daughters, and have we not been considered your flesh and bones from that time till now?" And when the children of Tubal heard this, they ceased to make war with the children of Shittim, and they went away. And they returned to their cities, and the children of Shittim at that time assembled and built two cities by the sea, and they called one Pirtu, and the other Ariza. And Abram, the son of Terah, was then 99 years old. At that time the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, "I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will greatly multiply thy seed. And this is the covenant which I make between me and thee, that every male child be circumcised, thou and thy seed after thee. At 8 days old shall it be circumcised, and this covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And now therefore thy name shall no more be called Abram, but Abraham, and thy wife shall no more be called Sarai, but Sarah. For I will bless you both, and I will multiply your seed after you, that you shall become a great nation, and kings shall come forth from you." The Book of Jasher, Chapter 18. And Abraham rose and did all that God had ordered him, and he took the men of his household and those bought with his money, and he circumcised them as the Lord had commanded him. And there was not one left whom he did not circumcise. And Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised in the flesh of their foreskin. 13 years old was Ishmael when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And in the third day Abraham went out of his tent and sat at the door to enjoy the heat of the sun during the pain of his flesh. And the Lord appeared to him in the plain of Mamre, and sent three of his ministering angels to visit him, and he was sitting at the door of the tent, and he lifted his eyes and saw, and lo, three men were coming from a distance, and he rose up and ran to meet them, and he bowed down to them and brought them into his house. And he said to them, "If now I have found favor in your sight, turn in and eat a morsel of bread." And he pressed them, and they turned in, and he gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he placed them under a tree at the door of the tent. And Abraham ran and took a calf, tender and good, and he hastened to kill it, and gave it to his servant Eliezer to dress. And Abraham came to Sarah into the tent, and he said to her, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes to cover the pot containing the meat," and she did so. And Abraham hastened and brought before them butter and milk, beef and mutton, and gave it before them to eat before the flesh of the calf was sufficiently done, and they did eat. And when they had done eating, one of them said to him, "I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And the men afterward departed and went their ways to the places to which they were sent. In those days all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and of the whole five cities were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord, and they provoked the Lord with their abominations, and they strengthened in aging abominably and scornfully before the Lord. And their wickedness and crimes were in those days great before the Lord. And they had in their land a very extensive valley, and about a day's walk. And in it there were fountains of water, and a great deal of herbage surrounding the water. And all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah went there four times in the year, with their wives and children, and all belonging to them, and they rejoiced there with timbrels and dances. And in the time of rejoicing they would all rise and lay hold of their neighbors' wives, and some the virgin daughters of their neighbors, and they enjoyed them, and each man saw his wife and daughter in the hands of his neighbor, and did not say a word. And they did so from morning to night, and they afterward returned home, each man to his house, and each woman to her tent. So they always did four times in the year. Also, when a stranger came into their cities and brought goods which he had purchased with a view to dispose of there, the people of these cities would assemble, men, women, and children, young and old, and go to the man and take his goods by force, giving a little to each man until there was an end to all the goods of the owner which he had brought into the land. And if the owner of the goods quarreled with them, saying, "What is this work which you have done to me?" Then they would approach to him one by one, and each would show him the little which he took, and taunt him, saying, "I only took that little which thou didst give me." And when he heard this from them all, he would arise and go from them in sorrow and bitterness of soul, when they would all arise and go after him, and drive him out of the city with great noise and tumult. And there was a man from the country of Elam, who was leisurely going on the road, seated upon his ass, which carried a fine mantle of divers colors, and the mantle was bound with a cord upon the ass. And the man was on his journey, passing through the street of Sodom, when the sun set in the evening. And he remained there in order to abide during the night, but no one would let him into his house. And at that time there was in Sodom a wicked and mischievous man, one skillful to do evil, and his name was Hadad. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the traveler in the streets of the city. And he came to him and said, "Whence comest thou, and whither dost thou go?" And the man said to him, "I am traveling from Hebron to Elam, where I belong, and as I passed the sun set, and no one would suffer me to enter his house, though I had bread and water, and also straw and provender for my ass, and am short of nothing." And Hadad answered and said to him, "All that thou shalt want shall be supplied by me, but in the street thou shalt not abide all night." And Hadad brought him to his house, and he took off the mantle from the ass with the cord, and brought them to his house, and he gave the ass straw and provender, whilst the traveler ate and drank in Hadad's house, and he abode there that night. And in the morning the traveler rose up early to continue his journey, when Hadad said to him, "Wait, comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and then go." And the man did so, and he remained with him. And they both ate and drank together during the day, when the man rose up to go. And Hadad said to him, "Behold, now the day is declining. Thou hadst better remain all night, that thy heart may be comforted." And he pressed him so that he tarried there all night. And on the second day he rose up early to go away, when Hadad pressed him, saying, "Comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and then go." And he remained and ate with him also the second day. And then the man rose up to continue his journey. And Hadad said to him, "Behold, now the day is declining. Remain with me to comfort thy heart, and in the morning rise up early and go thy way." And the man would not remain, but rose and saddled his ass. And whilst he was saddling his ass, the wife of Hadad said to her husband, Behold, this man has remained with us for 2 days, eating and drinking, and he has given us nothing. And now shall he go away from us without giving anything? And Hadad said to her, Be silent. And the man saddled his ass to go, and he asked Hadad to give him the cord and mantle to tie it upon the ass. And Hadad said to him, What sayest thou? And he said to him, That thou, my lord, shalt give me the cord and the mantle made with divers colors, which thou didst conceal with thee in thy house, to take care of it. And Hadad answered the man, saying, This is the interpretation of thy dream. The cord which thou didst see means that thy life will be lengthened out like a cord, and having seen the mantle colored with all sorts of colors, means that thou shalt have a vineyard in which thou wilt plant trees of all fruits. And the traveler answered, saying, Not so, my lord, for I was awake when I gave thee the cord, and also a mantle woven with different colors, which thou didst take off the ass to put them by for me. And Hadad answered and said, Surely I have told thee the interpretation of thy dream, and it is a good dream, and this is the interpretation thereof. Now the sons of men give me 4 pieces of silver, which is my charge for interpreting dreams, and of thee only I require 3 pieces of silver. And the man was provoked at the words of Hadad, and he cried bitterly, and he brought Hadad to Sarak, judge of Sodom. And the man laid his cause before Sarak, the judge, and Hadad replied, saying, It is not so, but thus the matter stands. And the judge said to the traveler, This man Hadad telleth thee truth, for he is famed in the cities for the accurate interpretation of dreams. And the man cried at the word of the judge, and he said, Not so, my lord, for it was in the day that I gave him the cord and mantle which was upon the ass, in order to put them by in his house. And they both disputed before the judge, the one saying, Thus the matter was, and the other declaring otherwise. And Hadad said to the man, Give me 4 pieces of silver that I charge for my interpretations of dreams. I will not make any allowance, and give me the expense of the 4 meals that thou didst eat in my house. And the man said to Hadad, Truly I will pay thee for what I ate in thy house. Only give me the cord and mantle which thou didst conceal in thy house. And Hadad replied before the judge and said to the man, Did I not tell thee the interpretation of thy dream? The cord means that thy days shall be prolonged like a cord, and a mantle that thou wilt have a vineyard in which thou wilt plant all kinds of fruit trees. This is the interpretation of thy dream. Now give me the 4 pieces of silver that I require as a compensation, for I will make thee no allowance. And the man cried at the words of Hadad, and they both quarreled before the judge, and the judge gave orders to his servants, who drove them rashly from the house. And they went away quarreling from the judge, when the people of Sodom heard them, and they gathered about them, and they exclaimed against the stranger, and they drove him rashly from the city. And the man continued his journey upon his ass with bitterness of soul, lamenting and weeping. And whilst he was going away, he wept at what had happened to him in the corrupt city of Sodom.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 19. And the cities of Sodom had 4 judges to 4 cities, and these were their names: Sarak in the city of Sodom, Sharkad in Gomorrah, Zabdak in Admah, and Minon in Zeboim. And Elizur, Abraham's servant, applied to them different names, and he converted Sarak to Shakra, Sharkad to Shakrura, Zebnak to Kazubim, and Menon to Matzlodin. And by desire of their 4 judges, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah had beds erected in the streets of the cities. And if a man came to these places, they laid hold of him, and brought him to one of their beds, and by force made him to lie in them. And as he lay down, 3 men would stand at his head, and 3 at his feet, and measure him by the length of the bed. And if the man was less than the bed, these 6 men would stretch him at each end. And when he cried out to them, they would not answer him. And if he was longer than the bed, they would draw together the 2 sides of the bed at each end, until the man had reached the gates of death.
And if he continued to cry out to them, they would answer him, saying, Thus shall it be done to a man that cometh unto our land. And when men heard all these things that the people of the cities of Sodom did, they refrained from coming there. And when a poor man came to their land, they would give him silver and gold, and cause a proclamation in the whole city not to give him a morsel of bread to eat. And if the stranger should remain there some days and die from hunger, not having been able to obtain a morsel of bread, then at his death all the people of the city would come and take their silver and gold which they had given to him. And those that could recognize the silver or gold which they had given him took it back. And at his death they also stripped him of his garments, and they would fight about them, and he that prevailed over his neighbor took them. They would after that carry him and bury him under some of the shrubs in the deserts. So they did all the days to any one that came to them and died in their land. And in the course of time Sarah sent Eliezer to Sodom to see Lot and inquire after his welfare. And Eliezer went to Sodom, and he met a man of Sodom fighting with a stranger, and the man of Sodom stripped the poor man of all his clothes and went away. And this poor man cried to Eliezer and supplicated his favor on account of what the man of Sodom had done to him. And he said to him, Why dost thou act thus to the poor man who came to thy land? And the man of Sodom answered Eliezer, saying, Is this man thy brother, or have the people of Sodom made thee a judge this day, that thou speakest about this man? And Eliezer strove with the man of Sodom on account of the poor man, and when Eliezer approached to recover the poor man's clothes from the man of Sodom, he hastened and with a stone smote Eliezer in the forehead. And the blood flowed copiously from Eliezer's forehead, and when the man saw the blood, he caught hold of Eliezer, saying, Give me my hire for having rid thee of this bad blood that was in thy forehead, for such is the custom and the law in our land. And Eliezer said to him, Thou hast wounded me, and requirest me to pay thee thy hire. And Eliezer would not hearken to the words of the man of Sodom. And the man laid hold of Eliezer, and brought him to Shakrah, the judge of Sodom, for judgment. And the man spoke to the judge, saying, I beseech thee, my lord, thus has this man done. For I smote him with a stone, that the blood flowed from his forehead, and he is unwilling to give me my hire. And the judge said to Eliezer, This man speaketh truth to thee. Give him his hire, for this is the custom in our land. And Eliezer heard the words of the judge, and he lifted up a stone and smote the judge, and the stone struck on his forehead, and the blood flowed copiously from the forehead of the judge. And Eliezer said, If this then is the custom in your land, give thou unto this man what I should have given him, for this has been thy decision, thou didst decree it. And Eliezer left the man of Sodom with the judge, and he went away. And when the kings of Elam had made war with the kings of Sodom, the kings of Elam captured all the property of Sodom, and they took Lot captive with his property. And when it was told to Abraham, he went and made war with the kings of Elam. And he recovered from their hands all the property of Lot, as well as the property of Sodom. At that time the wife of Lot bare him a daughter, and he called her name Paltith, saying, Because God had delivered him and his whole household from the kings of Elam. And Paltith, daughter of Lot, grew up, and one of the men of Sodom took her for a wife. And a poor man came into the city to seek a maintenance, and he remained in the city some days. And all the people of Sodom caused a proclamation of their custom not to give this man a morsel of bread to eat, until he dropped dead upon the earth, and they did so. And Paltith, the daughter of Lot, saw this man lying in the streets, starved with hunger, and no one would give him anything to keep him alive, and he was just upon the point of death. And her soul was filled with pity on account of the man, and she fed him secretly with bread for many days, and the soul of this man was revived. For when she went forth to fetch water, she would put the bread in the water pitcher, and when she came to the place where the poor man was, she took the bread from the pitcher and gave it to him to eat. So she did many days. And all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah wondered how this man could bear starvation for so many days. And they said to each other, This can only be that he eats and drinks, for no man can bear starvation for so many days or live as this man has, without even his countenance changing. And three men concealed themselves in a place where the poor man was stationed, to know who it was that brought him bread to eat. And Paltith, daughter of Lot, went forth that day to fetch water, and she put bread into her pitcher of water, and she went to draw water by the poor man's place, and she took out the bread from the pitcher and gave it to the poor man, and he ate it. And the three men saw what Paltith did to the poor man, and they said to her, "It is thou then who hast supported him, and therefore has he not starved, nor changed in appearance, nor died like the rest." And the three men went out of the place in which they were concealed, and they seized Paltith and the bread which was in the poor man's hand. And they took Paltith and brought her before their judges. And they said to them, "Thus did she do, and it is she who supplied the poor man with bread. Therefore did he not die all this time. Now therefore declare to us the punishment due to this woman for having transgressed our law." And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah assembled and kindled a fire in the street of the city. And they took the woman and cast her into the fire, and she was burned to ashes. And in the city of Admah there was a woman to whom they did the like. For a traveler came into the city of Admah to abide there all night, with the intention of going home in the morning. And he sat opposite the door of the house of the young woman's father, as the sun had set when he had reached that place, and the young woman saw him sitting by the door of the house. And he asked her for a drink of water, and she said to him, "Who art thou?" And he said to her, "I was this day going on the road, and reached here when the sun set. So I will abide here all night, and in the morning I will arise early and continue my journey." And the young woman went into the house and fetched the man bread and water to eat and drink. And this affair became known to the people of Admah, and they assembled and brought the young woman before the judges, that they should judge her for this act. And the judge said, "The judgment of death must pass upon this woman because she transgressed our law. And this therefore is the decision concerning her." And the people of those cities assembled and brought out the young woman, and anointed her with honey from head to foot, as the judge had decreed. And they placed her before a swarm of bees which were then in their hives. And the bees flew upon her and stung her, that her whole body was swelled. And the young woman cried out on account of the bees, but no one took notice of her or pitied her, and her cries ascended to heaven. And the Lord was provoked at this and at all the works of the cities of Sodom, for they had abundance of food and had tranquility amongst them, and still would not sustain the poor and the needy. And in those days their evil doings and sins became great before the Lord. And the Lord sent for two of the angels that had come to Abraham's house to destroy Sodom and its cities. And the angels rose up from the door of Abraham's tent, after they had eaten and drunk, and they reached Sodom in the evening. And Lot was then sitting in the gate of Sodom, and when he saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed down to the ground. And he pressed them greatly, and brought them into his house, and he gave them victuals, which they ate. And they abode all night in his house. And the angels said to Lot, "Arise, go forth from this place, thou and all belonging to thee, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city, for the Lord will destroy this place." And the angels laid hold upon the hand of Lot, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his children, and all belonging to him, and they brought him forth and set him without the cities. And they said to Lot, "Escape for thy life," and he fled and all belonging to him. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah and upon all these cities brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew these cities, all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. And Adoh, the wife of Lot, looked back to see the destruction of the cities, for her compassion was moved on account of her daughters who remained in Sodom, for they did not go with her. And when she looked back, she became a pillar of salt, and it is yet in that place unto this day. And the oxen which stood in that place daily licked up the salt to the extremities of their feet, and in the morning it would spring forth afresh, and they again licked it up unto this day. And Lot and two of his daughters that remained with him fled and escaped to the cave of Adullam, and they remained there for some time. And Abraham rose up early in the morning to see what had been done to the cities of Sodom. And he looked and beheld the smoke of the cities going up like the smoke of a furnace. And Lot and his two daughters remained in the cave, and they made their father drink wine. And they lay with him, for they said there was no man upon earth that could raise up seed from them, for they thought that the whole earth was destroyed. And they both lay with their father, and they conceived and bare sons. And the firstborn called the name of her son Moab, saying, From my father did I conceive him. He is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger also called her son Benami. He is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. And after this Lot and his two daughters went away from there, and he dwelt on the other side of the Jordan with his two daughters and their sons. And the sons of Lot grew up, and they went and took themselves wives from the land of Canaan, and they begat children, and they were fruitful and multiplied. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 20. And at that time Abraham journeyed from the plain of Mamre, and he went to the land of the Philistines, and he dwelt in Gerar. It was in the 25th year of Abraham's being in the land of Canaan, and the 100th year of the life of Abraham, that he came to Gerar in the land of the Philistines. And when they entered the land, he said to Sarah his wife, Say thou art my sister, to any one that shall ask thee, in order that we may escape the evil of the inhabitants of the land. And as Abraham was dwelling in the land of the Philistines, the servants of Abimelech, king of the Philistines, saw that Sarah was exceedingly beautiful, and they asked Abraham concerning her, and he said, She is my sister. And the servants of Abimelech went to Abimelech, saying, A man from the land of Canaan is come to dwell in the land, and he has a sister that is exceedingly fair. And Abimelech heard the words of his servants who praised Sarah to him, and Abimelech sent his officers, and they brought Sarah to the king. And Sarah came to the house of Abimelech, and the king saw that Sarah was beautiful, and she pleased him exceedingly. And he approached her and said to her, What is that man to thee with whom thou didst come to our land? And Sarah answered and said, He is my brother. And we came from the land of Canaan to dwell wherever we could find a place. And Abraham said to Sarah, Behold, my land is before thee. Place thy brother in any part of this land that pleases thee, and it will be our duty to exalt and elevate him above all the people of the land, since he is thy brother. And Abimelech sent for Abraham, and Abraham came to Abimelech. And Abimelech said to Abraham, Behold, I have given orders that thou shalt be honored as thou desirest on account of thy sister Sarah. And Abraham went forth from the king, and the king's present followed him. As at evening time, before men lie down to rest, the king was sitting upon his throne, and a deep sleep fell upon him, and he lay upon the throne and slept till morning. And he dreamed that an angel of the Lord came to him with a drawn sword in his hand, and the angel stood over Abimelech, and wished to slay him with the sword. And the king was terrified in his dream, and said to the angel, In what have I sinned against thee, that thou comest to slay me with thy sword? And the angel answered and said to Abimelech, Behold, thou diest on account of the woman which thou didst yesternight bring to thy house, for she is a married woman, the wife of Abraham who came to thy house. Now therefore return that man his wife, for she is his wife. And shouldest thou not return her, know that thou wilt surely die, thou and all belonging to thee. And on that night there was a great outcry in the land of the Philistines. And the inhabitants of the land saw the figure of a man standing with a drawn sword in his hand. And he smote the inhabitants of the land with the sword, yea, he continued to smite them. And the angel of the Lord smote the whole land of the Philistines on that night, and there was a great confusion on that night and on the following morning. And every womb was closed and all their issues, and the hand of the Lord was upon them on account of Sarah, wife of Abraham, whom Abimelech had taken. And in the morning Abimelech rose with terror and confusion and with great dread, and he sent and had his servants call in, and he related his dream to them. And the people were greatly afraid. And one man standing amongst the servants of the king answered the king, saying, O sovereign king, restore this woman to her husband, for he is her husband, for the like happened to the king of Egypt when this man came to Egypt. And he said concerning his wife, She is my sister, for such is the manner of doing when he cometh to dwell in the land in which he is a stranger. And Pharaoh sent and took this woman for a wife, and the Lord brought upon him grievous plagues until he returned the woman to her husband. Now therefore, O sovereign king, know what happened yesternight to the whole land, for there was a very great consternation and great pain and lamentation, and we know that it was on account of the woman which thou didst take. Now therefore, restore this woman to her husband, lest it should befall us as it did to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his subjects, and that we may not die. And Abimelech hastened and called and had Sarah called for, and she came before him, and he had Abraham called for, and he came before him. And Abimelech said to them, What is this work you have been doing in saying you are brother and sister, and I took this woman for a wife? And Abraham said, Because I thought I should suffer death on account of my wife. And Abimelech took flocks and herds, and men servants, and maidservants, and 1,000 pieces of silver, and he gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah to him. And Abimelech said to Abraham, Behold, the whole land is before thee, dwell in it wherever thou shalt choose. And Abraham and Sarah his wife went forth from the king's presence with honor and respect, and they dwelt in the land, even in Gerar. And all the inhabitants of the land of the Philistines and the king's servants were still in pain through the plague which the angel had inflicted upon them the whole night on account of Sarah. And Abimelech sent for Abraham, saying, Pray now for thy servants to the Lord thy God, that he may put away this mortality from amongst us. And Abraham prayed on account of Abimelech and his subjects, and the Lord heard the prayer of Abraham, and he healed Abimelech and all his subjects. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 21. And it was at that time, at the end of a year and 4 months of Abraham's dwelling in the land of the Philistines in Gerar, that God visited Sarah, and the Lord remembered her, and she conceived and bare a son to Abraham. And Abraham called the name of the son which was born to him, which Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac at 8 days old, as God had commanded Abraham to do unto his seed after him. And Abraham was 100, and Sarah 90 years old, when Isaac was born to them. And the child grew up, and he was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast upon the day that Isaac was weaned. And Shem and Eber, and all the great people of the land, and Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and his servants, and Phicol, the captain of his host, came to eat and drink and rejoice at the feast which Abraham made upon the day of his son Isaac's being weaned. Also Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, his brother, came from Haran, they and all belonging to them, for they greatly rejoiced on hearing that a son had been born to Sarah. And they ate and drank at the feast which Abraham made upon the day of Isaac's being weaned. And Terah and Nahor rejoiced with Abraham, and they remained with him many days in the land of the Philistines. At that time Serug the son of Reu died in the first year of the birth of Isaac, son of Abraham, and all the days of Serug were 239 years, and he died.